You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. As of this evening, nearly every Central Ohio county will be under Governor Mike DeWine's mask mandate. But Columbus instituted its own mask mandate before the governor took action. WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking into how that mandate is actually enforced in the city, and she joins me now. Hey, Paige.
Hey, Claire.
So the order from the city requires folks to wear a mask if they're inside a non-residential building or they're not socially distancing in outdoor settings. Who is actually tasked with enforcing this requirement?
This is being enforced by the Public Health Department as opposed to the Columbus Police. Here's Mayor Andrew Ginther explaining why that is.
This has never been about, you know, criminalizing, but more about empowering, educating. And that's why, you know, there's so much education, warning, and engagement taking place with public health as opposed to law enforcement.
And Columbus Public Health say that they have about 6 to 10 staffers who are in charge of enforcing mask mandates every day.
6 to 10 staffers for the entire population of the city kind of feels low to me. Did they comment on how they're managing that?
The representative from the public health department that I spoke to said that he feels that 6 to 10 people is adequate to keep up with demand. And council member Emmanuel Rainey also added that if the public health department did need more people, that would be something the city would be comfortable helping with.
So how are those public health employees going about enforcing this mask mandate?
So public health is actually largely targeting businesses. And the first step after they receive a complaint about a business is to go and educate about why a mask mandate is important. And then step two is they issue a warning letter. After the warning letter is issued, they go back to the business and do a follow-up investigation. On the follow-up, if there are still issues with mask compliance, then they would issue a fine to that business of $500 on the first offense, $1,000 on every subsequent offense after that. So far, they've received more than 200 mask complaints, and more than 90% of the businesses that they investigated, they say were in compliance. They've issued 8 warning letters to businesses, but they have yet to issue fines.
Are there fines on the individual level?
For individuals or groups, basically public health will go and hand out masks and tell them that they're violating the mask mandate and ask them to comply. If there is a second offense with an individual or group, it's a $25 fine.
The city mandate has been in place for 15 days. Last week, the governor instituted a mask mandate for counties across the state, and ours was included in that. And then Franklin County made their own requirement. How are all of these different requirements interacting?
The mayor issued a mask mandate, which was an executive order. Then Columbus City Council passed legislation that added additional enforcement and consequences. The ordinance that was put upon our county by the state is because we're in a public health emergency of a level 3. So if our cases go down, then that ordinance could go away. City Council member Emmanuel Rainey says that confusion makes him wish for more leadership from a state level.
I will say that I wish the governor would mandate it statewide, because we have so many different municipalities with different rules, and it's left up to local interpretation, even right here in Central Ohio.
Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther also agreed that he wishes that Governor Mike DeWine would pass a statewide mask mandate to cut back on that confusion, especially in light of the fact that the CDC came out just this week to say that if everyone wore masks, the virus could be under control in a matter of weeks.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks, Claire.